And now, the US Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now. Online and in store at Birkenhead Home Store, Barangaroo and Kensington. Open 7 days.
Let's check in with Harley. Good morning to you. The illegal immigration crackdowns continuing.
Yes, Steve, this is an immigration crackdown on convenience stores, about 100 of them across the country, by immigration agents, 21 people suspected of being in the U.S. illegally arrested. One of the top officials at Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, said that this is just the first of many operations, a harbinger of what's to come for employers. Now, what this is really meant to do, obviously they can't scoop everybody up or get to all the convenience stores or any other employer of illegal immigrants, it's to send a message that employing an illegal is kind of risky now. The government's no longer turning a blind eye, and it'll also, you know, send a chill through the illegal immigrant community, lest, they worry about being scooped up and sent home.
How's the idea? Sorry, Harley.
IRS, sort of like very public tax prosecutions. It's meant to scare everybody into their taxes.
How's the wall going?
The wall isn't going yet. You know, the goal is, what are you going to do? How are you going to fund it? Are you really going to be able to make Mexico pay for it? More importantly, can you get it politically through Congress so that you can start laying brick? The president says yes. They said they've begun certain stages of it, but they're always working on the wall. There is a border. There is a fence. The question is, do you build a substantial wall there? Or do you improve the fence and call it a wall? I guess is really kind of the question.
Yeah, that's the question. We did check earlier on in California, that death toll of those mudslides, it's awful. Gone to 15 now.
Yeah, 15 with 24 people unaccounted for where they are. One of the officials who's doing the search said we have no idea where they are. We think somewhere in the debris field. So that's not good. Damage is spread over 30 square miles. 25 people injured, some very seriously hurt. Mud, roughly like wet cement, so no way to move if it hits you, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's the scenes, the television pictures that we've seen out of there just look horrendous. We're having a debate here about a sugar tax. I don't think it'll ever get up. I think the lobby groups will prevent that from happening. And I think really, you've got to convince your own children whether they should drink sugary drinks or not. But what have they done in Seattle?
Well, they're doing in Seattle, they're trying to do in Seattle what they tried in New York. Now, New York City famously, ordered a tax on sugary drinks, but it didn't last. The court struck it down, and even at that, it was extremely unpopular. So Seattle has decided a 1¾ cents per ounce tax on sugary beverages. Now, what that does, you take a Gatorade, which is not all that bad for you, right? But it's sweet. A Gatorade Frost, you get a variety pack, like a six-pack. Usually cost about $16. It went to $26.
Wow.
Well, nobody's, so the idea is to price it out of business. So what the people in Seattle are doing is they're driving just out of the city limits and buying it without paying the tax.
Yeah, that's what happens when you can't have tax laws that cross borders. Thank you very much, Harley. We'll talk to you tomorrow, mate. Thanks a lot.